The red-hot property market in Sydney and Melbourne is encouraging investors to pour hundreds of millions of dollars into new apartment buildings. As the market boils, investors are often encouraged to buy off the plan to lock in a fixed price. But some apartment buyers in New South Wales are discovering there's a loophole in state legislation which allows developers to back out of a deal. It enables them to cash in on price rises and sell the property to someone else for a higher price. Nick Grimm reports on the practice that's been dubbed the Sunset Clawback.
As this online presentation from a major developer explains, buying off the plan is a way that home seekers and investors can get the jump on a rising market.
Buying off the plan simply means that you are purchasing a block of land where construction is yet to begin.
But buying a property before it's being constructed carries some obvious risks. And sales pitches like this one warn purchasers to get legal advice about the possible pitfalls before they sign on the dotted line.
It's imperative that buyers seek legal representation.
But in some states, a growing number of buyers have discovered to their regret that current laws allow developers to take their deposit and hold it for a lengthy period while construction is underway, then rescind the deal when the project is all but finished, but before final contracts have been exchanged.
We were going to come back to retire, and we decided we'd like to have an apartment in the city.
Susie Seal and her husband John are self-funded retirees who recently returned to Sydney after living overseas. As they planned their retirement, they decided they wanted to live in an apartment in inner Sydney and purchase a second to provide them with a rental income. Since they didn't need to move in straight away, buying properties that were still under construction seemed like a good idea at the time.
As far as we were concerned, you know, it was a purchase off the plan. We paid the 10%. We paid the stamp duty. We looked at, before we did it, we sort of looked in and we saw the building. People had built other things, other projects. It all seemed fine. And then our thought was they were supposed to be ready in 18 months' time. We'd be coming back. We were looking forward to a very nice retirement.
So what was your reaction when you found out that the deal wasn't going to go through?
Well, it was really devastating because we'd followed it all the way through, and every time we'd been in Sydney, in fact, April this year, we went to the block and were shown round, and the builder then told us, oh, it's all going to be ready in 6 weeks. That was April this year. And then in the July, exactly after the sunset clause was up, we received a letter from the solicitors saying the contracts were rescinded and we should get our deposits back.
I was in complete shock. I could not believe it.
Migration consultant Tara Ende found herself in the same boat after buying an investment property off the plan in the same development.
You know, we had put our deposit down in good faith. We had gotten ready for settlement. We got our funds together and really we were expecting to settle any day, and then basically, it was all off.
Were you surprised that the developer was able to do this?
After seeking some advice from my solicitor, I know that the sunset clause was in the contract. I don't know if what was done was unlawful or not. That would need to be tested in a court of law. Look, it's always a risk because you don't know if property prices are going to go up or down. And I guess we were willing to take that risk whichever way it went. Property prices have increased quite substantially since we did buy off the plan, and some of the properties in that development are being advertised at the moment for significantly more than what the original contract price was for.
But it seems experiences like those are just the tip of the iceberg. Christine Manalakis specialises in conveyancing and property law. Her suburban legal practice has been inundated with cases of property buyers who've become victims of sunset clawbacks.
Well, we've been inundated by prospective purchasers that have been burnt with these sunset clauses. Unfortunately, the power lies within the developers. They generally put these clauses in there to favour their position. And obviously, in a market like the market in Sydney at the moment, the developers are using every technical aspect of these clauses to get out of the contract, void the contract, and then resell the property to a new purchaser for more money.
Legal proceedings have been initiated against developers who've exploited the sunset clause on off-the-plan purchases, with the courts ruling against some of those who've cashed in on the loophole. The New South Wales government is reportedly considering introducing new legislation to protect buyers. Meanwhile, Tara Ende and Susie Seal plan to give off-the-plan investments a wide berth in future.
Definitely not. If we'd have bought two units back in April, we'd have had income, we'd have had somewhere to come back to. We kind of trusted this off the plan, and it certainly backfired big time on us.
I wouldn't buy off the plan again, that's for sure. I have been burnt by this. I would be investing in properties that are already built.
Would-be off-the-plan property buyers Tara Enday, and before that, Susie Seal, ending that report by Nick Grimm.